Good morning, class. Yesterday, we talked a little about everyday heroes. We discussed what it means to do the right thing in different situations, even if it involves risks to your personal safety. Today, I'd like to discuss an article I read about a young woman from our community. Her name is Helena Garcia. Has anyone heard of her?
I think I have. Isn't that the woman responsible for saving the family from the house fire last month? I remember seeing the story on the news and thinking it was a miracle that she happened to be there.
Yes, that's right. Helena was driving by in her car and saw the smoke rising from the roof. She ran into the house and helped to save the entire family, including the dog.
Wow! So she didn't know these people, and yet she didn't even show concern for her own safety? Was she at least a volunteer at her fire department or something?
Good question, Sylvia. It turned out that she had no experience at all with fighting fires. That didn't stop her from going inside, though. In fact, afterwards, when she was interviewed, she said that she just reacted without thinking. That leads me to an important point. This unselfish act was very brave. Most ordinary people would stop and call 911, but few would actually run into a burning building to save people they don't know. What do you think it is that makes Helena different?
Well, maybe it's just in her genes and she was born that way. Yesterday, we learned that a lot of everyday heroes tend to have a more positive outlook on life. Maybe Helena ran inside because she didn't realize how much danger she was actually in.
Or maybe it has more to do with the way she was raised. We also learned yesterday that childhood development greatly determines the type of adult that we become. Isn't it possible that Helena's parents praised her when she did brave things as a child and helped her to develop courage as an adult?
Absolutely, Sylvia. In fact, both Ryan and Sylvia are correct. People are definitely born with certain personality traits that make them more likely to act a certain way. But their personalities are also developed through the experiences they have as a child. Let's use Helena as an example and take a closer look at her background to learn more.